Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. A new primary health clinic is opening today at Milwaukee's Northside YMCA. It's a much-needed addition to the neighborhood's sparse healthcare landscape, but what really makes this clinic unique is it will be run by nurses. The clinic is the result of a partnership between Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and Marquette University College of Nursing. Another of the collaboration's nurse-managed clinics opened last week at the COA Golden Center on the city's north side. Children's Hospital's CEO Peggy Troy and the college's dean Margaret Callahan join me in the studio to talk more about the clinics and improving community health in Milwaukee. Peggy and Margaret, welcome back to Lake Effect.
We're so glad to be here
today. Absolutely.
Why did you decide on these two particular locations?
Really, the way this whole process started was really the good work that Children's Hospital of Wisconsin had done, getting a good sense in our community, what were the neighborhoods of greatest need. And so they spent quite a bit of time talking to the communities, finding out what the community wanted. And we were fortunate in Marquette Nursing that Children's then came to us and asked us to partner with them. So our first clinic opened at the COA Golden Center, and already we have patients that are being seen. We've had our nurse practitioners just be so excited to be part of the community, to be present there. And I think it's a wonderful relationship in a community that really needs primary care providers.
And Peggy, where is the other clinic soon to be opened?
So on October 14th, we're going to open a clinic at the Northside YMCA, similar primary care model. And it's in a community that really does have poor access to health care and has great needs. The other thing we did that was really important as we looked is, first of all, we looked at where the greatest health disparities are, because we really believe that we've got to make an investment in the population health of our community, the health of the population. So we looked at where we had the worst health disparities, because our board of trustees had said, we want the children of Wisconsin to be the healthiest in the nation. And we stack up to about the 50th percentile if you look across the state. But when you get to the central city of Milwaukee, we drop to the fourth worst in the country in outcomes and health for kids. So we looked by zip code where those neighborhoods with the greatest opportunity were located. But we knew we couldn't just put a clinic in a community. I mean, that's one of the, I think, things that healthcare providers often think they know more and better than the community they serve. And so we actually went out and worked with the citizens of that community and said, what do you need? What do you want? How can we be helpful? The other thing we said is we have to have great partners. And so that's why the COA and Northside YMCA, instead of a freestanding clinic, became clear. And the thing that was so wonderful about this partnership with Marquette is that the neighbors in the Golan Heights area said, Imani Heights, said, but we have to have care for the caregivers. And that threw us for a little bit of a lurch in the beginning, because we do pediatric care.
I was going to say, that seems kind of like an interesting order for Children's Hospital to be caring for adult caregivers.
Well, because the caregivers said to us, if we're not healthy ourselves, how can we give, you know, the great guidance and care to our kids? And then along came Margaret.
I say this really with all sincerity. The window opened for me. You know, it was the opportunity to do something different, to do something meaningful, provide an opportunity not only for our nurse practitioners who really love to provide this type of care, but for our students. Because what we know is that if students don't see practice like this in a community, they'll never want to work there. And in the future, what we also know is a large part of healthcare will be delivered outside of hospitals. We need to work with a broader perspective, just from, you know, preventing colds and flus. We need to start talking and working in communities about things like poverty and access to jobs and all of those kinds of things. And I am so excited, not only for the care we'll provide in the clinic, but for our students who will be able to work with the staffs of both of these centers, identifying the kinds of things they want, health fairs, all sorts of kinds of wellness activities. So we see this as the first step into a much deeper relationship in both of these communities.
Well, so let me ask, it may seem self-explanatory, the idea of a nurse-managed clinic, but what work is actually going to be able to be done in these two locations by being managed by nurses from Marquette with the partners that Children's is working with?
Well, I'm going to start out, and then I'm going to let Margaret talk for a minute. But this is one of our projects of innovation. And we know that nurse practitioner-led clinics are very successful across the country and actually has very high customer satisfaction, because Margaret and I are both nurses, so we can say there's something special about the relationship between a nurse and a patient. And so these clinics are comprehensive. They're able to do diagnosis and treatment. Now, there is a point at which they need to make referrals because it's a higher level of care. But for many of the things that are going to occur in the clinic relative to the health needs, the nurse practitioners are very well trained and very capable of taking care of the health needs of the community. They'll plug into us. They'll plug into the adult systems in town. So as patients absolutely need to go to that higher level of care, they're going to have the referral patterns and things. But it really is a neighborhood-based clinic that really does allow it. And this is a model of the future. Nurse practitioners, and I'm so glad that we have such a great training program at Marquette because, you know, we have about 150 nurse practitioners at Children's because we really know that in many cases they do a very capable job and they're supervised by physicians so that there is that oversight. But a lot of the care that they deliver is through protocols and through best practices and care pathways, and it just works.
That's right. No, that's right, Peggy. I think the important thing that Peggy mentioned is this is really based on data. We have great evidence nationwide about how nurse practitioners can really do a very good job. And we know not only from what we've done at Marquette and what we see our nurse practitioners doing at Children's, that nurse practitioners provide exceptional care.
I want to add on to something Margaret said because I think it's really important and why we want to be in neighborhoods. When we look at the data that's published in the literature, health care delivery only determines about 20% of an individual's health status. It's poverty. It's access to good food. It's safety. It's security. It's education. There are about 20 other determinants of health care that we have to take into consideration. So when you're in a neighborhood, you know where there is or isn't fresh food. You know what resources are available to those families for a myriad of things that they're struggling with. And so we've been also developing relationships with Housing and Urban Development, the police department, and others, so that as we understand better what the comprehensive needs are of those individuals, you know, along with the Golan Center and the YMCA, we can then begin to build the competencies those families need to develop themselves in order for them to be successful themselves and also to successfully raise their children.
This seems like a really holistic approach.
It's very holistic. And I think one of the things that our nurse practitioners are so excited about is being at COA Golden and at the Y, because so much of what we would want to do in terms of best practice for our clients, our patients, might be as simple as saying, you know, we have to get you going on an exercise regimen. And that's a really hard thing to say to a patient if they have no hopes of ever getting into a health club or a health facility. The beauty of this relationship, both of these sites have those kinds of resources available. So our nurse practitioners now can not only say, well, we'll take care of the issue that you came to see us with today, a fever. But, you know, I've also noticed that, you know, your weight's a little bit up. You told me that you're not really very good at exercising. I want you to go around the corner and go down here and start investigating the programs that COA Golden has or the Y has with regard to exercise and wellness. So having those resources there in the community for us to call on, it's really a very unique model. And we're really excited. We're also excited that we're going to be collecting data on this. We're going to be studying our impact in the community in concert with the staff and the programming of both of these centers. So we are going to be able to demonstrate our effectiveness. And I think that will not only tell us that we're doing a good job right here in inner city Milwaukee, but I firmly believe that this will be a model we'll be able to demonstrate could be moved to other places, not only in Milwaukee, but around the country.
I wonder if this isn't part of a trend where nurse-managed clinics are becoming more popular. And I wonder, was there an impact when the Affordable Care Act went into law? Has that impacted it at all?
No, this is just really, you know, so what's happening across the country, Stephanie, is that, and I talk to employers all the time, nobody wants to pay more for their health care, right? And they really want value-based health care. So I can tell you a lot of this work was in development. And, of course, the Affordable Care Act, because the conversation now is all about health care, right? It probably accelerated it. But this trend has been emerging because the difference is, you know, the healthcare spend in the United States of America is 18% of the GDP. Back when in the 90s when they started the healthcare, let's look at it and see what we can do, it was 11%. So the enormous growth in the actual spend of healthcare, I think, has really been the driving force. And employers saying, help, you know, we need to get value-based healthcare. So I think it really, it was, to me, an evolution of many different aspects that came together. And I think there's a huge accountability on us in healthcare to make sure that we're looking at the most efficient, effective ways to deliver the best outcomes. And while this isn't the only way and is part of an ecosystem, it's a very important way. And it's something that the community actually embraces. We will continue to work with the neighbors who helped us get to this point because we have three neighborhood groups. We've got one at the Golan Heights. We've got one at the YMCA. And we're also at the Next Door Foundation with a similar model. And, you know, they're going to continue to inform and advise us about what else they need. And back to Margaret's point, I mean, right now, Tom Schneider at Golan Heights, one of the big, big things that the community lacks is access to fresh food. You can't imagine how hard it is to find an apple or a banana. We did a little study, and it costs more to buy an apple or banana in those neighborhoods than it does out in Waukesha County because the access to it. So he's out now trying to source a grocery store, you know, to come and be an anchor store that would then allow people to get fresh foods, and he has cooking classes that teach. So we, like I said, it's an ecosystem of support and services to try to get people towards health.
Are there markers you're trying to accomplish, specific community health goals?
Yeah, and let me tell you, because when our board of trustees 3 or 4 years ago said, you know, we're going to adopt the vision that we want the children of Wisconsin to be the healthiest in the nation, we looked at about 50 different determinants of health outcomes. And we said we've got to pick some that really would indicate that the health of the population is improving. So we're looking at things like immunization rates, infant mortality, asthma admissions to the hospital that are really, again, they're not the only indicators, but they do really give you a little deeper insight into what is really going on with the overall health.
I think the other thing is some of the things that we'll be looking at will be very simple, and we'll start to know it very soon. I talked to our nurse manager just in the last couple of days. They're seeing patients that haven't had a connection to healthcare in years because they couldn't access it. So even just in that little snippet of 2 days, we're already recognizing we're making an impact. And I think that that's only going to be, as Peggy said, one small measure of our overall outcome.
And I wanted to ask about that, Margaret. You had talked before about the importance of making sure this is a sustainable model in the community, because isn't that funding issue part of what's driven out healthcare in these communities, that primary care doctors just really can't afford to stay in these communities where you have high rates of Medicare, Medicaid, and low reimbursement rates?
That's absolutely true. And I think one of the things that we know is current reimbursement for these populations is lower than the actual cost of operating these systems. But the beauty of a nurse-managed center, for example, is that we can do this at a decreased rate, number one. But most importantly here is the fact that Children's Hospital of Wisconsin has set this as a priority, as a goal.
Right now, the way that the health system works, I mean, you're incentivized to make sure that kids get admitted to the hospital and, you know, get lots of care. But at the end of the day, I really truly believe as the healthcare conversation keeps evolving over the next many years, there is going to be incentives for performance around keeping people out of expensive healthcare. And we're already starting to see examples of that across the country. So, you know, it is an investment. It is innovation. But again, you put the stake in the ground, and we said we wanted the health of the children to be the best, not just the health care. You know, we're trying to do our part to change the course and get that care closer to home.
Well, Peggy Troy and Margaret Callahan, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
Peggy Troy is the president and CEO of Children's Hospital and Health System. Margaret Callahan is the dean of the College of Nursing at Marquette University. The organizations have collaborated with Milwaukee's Northside YMCA and the COA Golden Center to open two new nurse-managed community health clinics. Coming up, what do you do if you love Indian food but can't handle gluten? A local author gets us around the gluten conundrum when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.